Good morning. Thank you so much for joining me for a special 6 a.m. Eastern Time, of course. But this is our 6 a.m. Sunday morning meditation. I am your host, Maria Wall. You know, yesterday we had our first taste of our winter weather. We had somewhere between snow and some type of a freezing rain mixture. And as always, you go out and you meet a lot of interesting people in the absolute worst weather, and they do the darndest things. Well, sometimes we have people in our lives who act the same way. And sometimes we have to take a back step and think, do they do this because they know no one's going to correct them, no one's going to reject them, no one has enough gumption to stand up to them. So the second part of this equation is when you have to decide what that person is bringing to your life. Are they bringing you joy and happiness or misery and strife? So, if it is the latter of your choices, then sometimes you need to know when to just smile and wave. And when I say that, a lot of times people automatically thought that I meant when they come in to a situation, a room, or whatever they're coming in. I'm saying to you, sometimes you have to know when it's time to fold them, pack it up, and smile and wave as you're walking away. Just walk away. So, we're not going to talk very much. We're going to get into our breathing exercises for our 15 minutes of stress relief and release. And before we get started to end my little inspirational section or motivational section, depending on how you look at it, just think those people would not smile, they wouldn't wave, they'd just kick you to the curb and roll on to the next group of people. They would not care, but you do not have to stoop to that type of level. You can leave with dignity and pride. Just keep that in mind the next time you're faced with such a dilemma. Now, I know that many of you may not even be up yet, so this will be a surprise for you, because you'll already have your Sunday morning meditation waiting. But we're going to get started. Today we're going to do some stretches. You can do this in a seated position or standing today if you like. First of all, if you're seated or standing, raise your hands, your arms rather, above your head. And we're just going to lean, bend our bodies to the right. Come back up and bend to the left. One more time, to the right. And back to the left. Come back up to a straight position. And we're going to bend forward. Touch those toes or get as close as you can. And of course, if you get dizzy or you lose your balance doing this, I want you to grab hold of something before you try this. And let's go forward. If you're in a seated position, and you're able to do so, stretch those legs out and then reach for those ankles. As always today, we're listening to the Wellness for Women CD. This, of course, is stress relief. I do enjoy the Wellness for Women series because it just helps to bring everything into sync. It just seems so befitting for this type of show. So it's Wellness for Women. This is the Stress Relief CD. It's music for your mind, body, and spirit. And welcome to all of our guests in the chat room. Thank you for joining me here at this special 6 a.m. show. All right. I want each of you to find your quiet place. We're going to do some breathing exercises in a seated position. This is our time to relieve the stress that we've been carrying around all week long. Are you ready? And thank you to all of our guests, Nicole Query, you early risers. But just remember, smile and wave. It's okay to walk away. It's very okay to walk away. When you have toxic family members and friends, smile and wave and walk away. It's okay because they're going to find someone else they antagonize. Believe that. But this is about your well-being, your happiness. All right, I want each of you to be in your seated position. Close your eyes. Just to help us relieve the stress that we've been carrying around all week. And to help us to come into this new week with less baggage and a more positive attitude. So if you're ready, eyes closed. Listen to the music. Breathe at your own pace. But we're going to take a deep breath in, hold it, and then exhale. You ready? All right. Let's inhale. Breathe in that clean, positive air. Now exhale the negativity that you've been carrying around with you. Exhale. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. Eyes are still closed. Listen to the music for a moment. This is our special quiet time. Your family may be sleeping, and the world is either on their way to sleep, or they have not awakened to this day just yet. Everything is quiet around you. Excuse me, I seem to be losing my voice, but you ready? Inhale. Now exhale. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. Just remember, just smile and wave. It's okay to walk away from a bad situation. Just smile and wave. Now, I want you to cup your neck and your hands, and we're going to do the infamous head roll. We're going to start in a clockwise position. Eyes closed, you're in a seated position. Just roll that neck to the left. Forward, to your right, and back, to the left, forward, to the right, and back. One more time, to the left, forward, to the back. I'm sorry, I skipped a place, didn't I? To the left, forward, to the right, and back. Get all that tension out of your body. You know, we get these terrible headaches because we're so tense that we're just squeezing and we're just stretching all of our muscles to their breaking point. And remember, the weak is only what we make it. We determine how people's actions are going to affect our lives. I'm not saying that it's going to make it sunshine and puppies and blue skies. But if someone continuously bothers you, then learn how to kill them with kindness. And I don't mean hug them and tell them that they look great when they really don't, probably, because a lot of people have flaws and they bother someone who they know will not stand up to them to make themselves look better. It's one of those smile and wave. You can smile at them or you can just ignore them. Keep doing your work. Or whatever your task is, eventually, a lot of times, they tend to move on to someone else who they know they can get a rise out of because that's how they get their validation. You ever notice the people who don't have a lot of courage are the ones who are always attacking people who they know they can get away with? Think about it. You ever see them go up against someone who they are not sure that they could probably conquer? Most times they do not, because they're really cowards in wolves' clothing. Just smile and wave. They're not worth your energy or your time. And as always, Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio is sponsored by the Wall Foundation, Inc., a 501c3 nonprofit. If you'd like to reach us, our number is 202-618-2556. Or you can write to us at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And you can find us on Facebook under Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio. Join us there and like us and pass it along. Or on Twitter, we're Wall_Foundation there. And as always, you can always email us at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. We'd love to have you join us, especially on Facebook, because you can keep up with all of our activities and what we have going on. We just had our second annual Women's Motivational Summit last weekend, which was a success. And always come back here and pass along these shows. Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio airs on Saturday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday mornings for our Sunday morning meditation. It's just 15 minutes of stress relief and release. Hope you'll join me back here again next week. Until then, as always, I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days, enough smiles to turn that frown of yours upside down. But most of all, enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. Let go of the baggage and remember to just smile and wave. Something better is coming your way. Until next time, I'm your host, Maria Wall. We're going to end with the Wellness for Women CD, the Stress Relief CD. It's the Wellness for Women CD series. Music for your mind, body, and spirit. Until next time, I'm Maria Wall, and I pray you all enough.